弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这段时间我知道主在我们中间一直在做一件大事。
We all know that the Lord is doing something very great among us.
主要教导我们走一条信心的道路。
The Lord is teaching us to walk on this way of faith.
那我们知道信心是一定要经过试验的。
And we all know that faith has to be tested.
然后我们经过的时候呢
,When we go through,
我们的信心就要在这里增长。
And our faith will grow.
就比那被火烧还能够坏的金子要更为宝贵。
And it would be more precious than the gold that's been tested by fire and was still corrupt.
所以我们要感谢主。
Therefore, we ought to thank the Lord.
我们真的知道主在做事啊。
We all know that the Lord is working.
我知道弟兄姊妹们也很兴奋啊。
We are also excited.
我也知道我们很容易，有的时候很容易上上下下哈。
But we easily go up and down.
环境好的时候，我们看到神作为的时候，我们就大赞美，对不对
？When the outlook is good, we praise him loudly.
偶尔主让我们碰到一点难处，好像有一点为难，有一点高山挡在那里的时候，好像我们就不太容易赞美哈。
Sometimes we encounter obstacles, and it will be hard for us to praise.
弟兄姊妹们，你要知道这是很宝贝的学习啊。
But this is a very precious experience.
当我们越碰到困难的时候，越碰到压抑很重的时候
，the more pressure and obstacle we encounter.
那更是主要做更稀奇的事的时候。
And this is the time that God will do something even more wonderful.
主是要我们把所有的信心集中在主身上。
God wants to focus our faith on Him.
把我们所有的眼睛定在主的身上。
Focus our eyes on Him.
这个时候主要向我们显现。
And at this moment, the Lord will appear to us.
要重新让我们知道他是谁。
He will let us know as if for the first time who He is.
所以你要经过一件事，要得到一件事的成就不难的。
It's not that hard to accomplish something.
我觉得最宝贵的是那个过程，对不对
？But what's more precious is the process.
特别是很困难的过程的时候。
Especially if the process is very difficult.
那是一个特别的恩典，弟兄姊妹。
And that's a special blessing.
我们人都喜欢，容易一点哈。
We all like easy ways.
神替我们做了这个做了那个我们就是啊高唱凯歌就经过红海分开我们就走入干地了
We love to see God does everything for us and he parts the Red Sea and we walk through the dry ground
但是神恩待我们的话就让我们学习很多的时候说你脚先踩下去
But the Lord has mercy and grace for us so that we have to step up first
当困难在那边的时候主还没有做事的时候主说你先跨
When facing the difficulties the Lord will say you step out first
所以当祭司们把脚往约旦河里一跨下去的时候主就做事了
So when the priests put their feet into the river Jordan and that's the moment God worked
好弟兄姊妹们所以这段时间我们不管经过多少的难处
So no matter how many difficulties we go through
我觉得我们应该很兴奋才对
Let's be excited
我看大家好像好像不是那么以为然的
We don't look it though
我觉得是在灵里面一个很宝贵的经历。
But this is a very precious spiritual experience.
那真正的赞美是在最困难的黑夜里面发出来的才有价值。
You know, the most valuable praise comes from night.
没有那么大的痛苦，没有保罗、希拉被打得半死，然后下上了木狗，下到那间就不会唱出那种震动这个监狱门的那么好的诗歌，对不对
？Paul and Silas' praise were not shaken the gates of prison if they were not beaten and imprisoned.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主给我们一些很好的经历。
So the Lord gave us actually very precious learning experience.
我要鼓励大家要宝贝它。
I would encourage everyone to cherish it.
越难越要宝贝它。
The more difficult it is, the more we should cherish it.
就看我们用什么态度来反应。
It's all up to our attitude.
我们把它化成我们的信心的一个催化剂的话，我们就蒙福了。
If we see it as the enzyme of our faith, the activator of our faith.
我相信每一个有份在其中的，我们都要经过这件事情，我们都要在那里被增长。
Any one of us who are part of it surely will grow through the process.
好，我今天要讲的一个题目是给出去。
This morning I'll share you with a message to give it out.
你不要紧张哈，不要糟糕了，我的钱包又不稳定了。
Don't panic.
上一次我曾经讲过交出来有没有
？Last time I talked about give it out.
现在没什么好讲的，换过来给出去。
Now I say give it out. Last time was turn it in.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们要来看哈，我们不是叫你乱给的哈，这个给是有讲究的哈。我们先来看我们的神是一位怎么样的神。
First, we have to see what kind of God our God is.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们人是照着神的形象造的。
We all know that we were created in God's image.
我们是有神的性情的。
So we have God's nature.
所以神要把他自己的本质做在我们的里面。
So God wants to work His nature in us too.
所以我们的得救不是只是让我们得到一点平安就是。
Our salvation doesn't just bring us peace alone.
救恩的最终极的目的是叫我们跟神的性情有份。
The ultimate purpose of the salvation is so that we can partake His nature.
弟兄姊妹，你们阿们不阿们？
Do you agree?
怎么那么小声呢、啊？我就觉得我们都啊，大声一点好不好？阿们不阿们？阿
们
呀！主救我们的目的是叫我们像他。
The purpose that God saved us so that we can be like Him.
所以我们不能只做一个得救了、有平安了、有上天堂的把握了，我们就安枕无忧了。这个基督徒不是神终极目的。
So God's purpose is not for us just to be saved so that we can go to heaven on this highway.
所以神要我们像他。
God wants us to be like Him.
所以我们要知道神是一位怎么样的神。
So we ought to know what kind of God He is.
我们才能够来像他嘛。
Then we can be like Him.
我请大家读一下你们讲义上的经节，好不好？
I would ask you to read the scripture verses.
啊，我们一起来读，好不好？第一个，约翰福音一章三节跟四节，来。
John,
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。弟兄姊妹们，这一段话的里面
In this passage,
我们看到我们的神是一位怎么样的神。
We get to see what kind of God He is.
他是从无造出万有的那位神。
He created all things out of nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的神是一个叫做创造的神。
So He is a creator God.
我想我们要听清楚哈，我们会觉得那跟我什么关系呢？
We might say, what does that have to do with me?
当然有关系啊。
Of course it has something to do.
因为我们是照着他的形象造的。
Because we were created in His image.
所以神是怎么样从无的里面造出万有。
So God created all things out of nothing.
所以他是因为把自己分出去的神。
So he's the kind of God that would give himself out.
所以我们知道整个的万有是从神的里面出去。
So we all know that all things came from him.
希伯来书十一章那边讲到，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的什么话创造的。
In Hebrews 11, we all know that the whole world was created out of his word.
所以我们的神是借着话创造万有。
Through his word, he created all things.
所以被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So all things that was made, nothing was made that has been made.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们会觉得我们是一个受造的人。
We would think that we were created.
我们没有这种创造的能力。
So we have no power to create.
这是我们天然生命的限制。
And this is the limitation of our natural man.
弟兄姊妹们，在信心的里面，神是要我们来学习我们神的性情。
But in faith, God wants us to imitate His nature.
所以神要我们用嘴巴来说。
So God wants us to profess with our mouth.
信，怎么中国人的讲到信心怎么讲的呢？
How do we describe faith?
信心怎么写？
In Chinese,
一个人在一个什么言，对不对？
It's a person with his word.
人用嘴巴说。
So a person that speaks.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们用嘴巴来说的时候呢，
So when we profess with our mouth,
就是你说你所信的。
So you profess what you believe.
是不是这样？
Is that right?
我们是不是都讲我们相信的？
Don't we all say what we believe?
所以你说出去的事情就是照着你所信的。
So whatever we say is according to what we believe.
听清楚啊，你嘴巴说出去的就是你所信的。
We say whatever we believe.
你信什么事情就怎么成就，对不对？
Whatever we believe, it will be accomplished.
所以你相信了，你就会去说。
If you believe it, then you will say it.
你说了，事情就照着你所说的成就。
And you speak, things will be done according to what you say.
这句话要小心听哦。
Be careful and cautious about.
你真听懂这句话的时候，
If you really understand what I'm saying,
你就知道你的话很重要。
Then we all know our words are very important.
你不能随便说的。
We shouldn't say them casually.
你如果说我完了。
You say, oh, I'm done with, I'm finished.
就是你相信你会完了。
Then you believe that you're finished.
所以你就真的完了。
Then you will be finished.
你说我死定了。
You say, oh, doomed, I'm doomed.
就你相信你死定了。
Then you think you will die.
所以你就真的死定了。
And you're doomed for sure.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个话的严重性吗？
So you know the seriousness of our words.
你说我不能。
So I cannot.
你相信你不能。
If you really believe you cannot.
所以你就真的不能。
Then indeed you will not be able to.
所以就因为你信你不能，你就凡事都不能。
Because you believe you cannot, then you cannot do anything.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一件很严肃的事。
And this is a very serious matter.
我们的神是用话创造诸世界。
Because our God used His words to create the world.
他的话出去，
His words came out.
事情就跟着话出去，
and things came with His words.
所以他说要有光，
and says that there be light.
就有了光，
and there was light.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们的神说了，事情就成了，对不对？
God said and things happened.
今天神把这个生命放在我们的里面，
and today God gave us this kind of life.
神也要我们来学习我们的神的性情，
and God wants us to learn from His nature.
神是一位从里面出去的神，
and God is the God that will give things out of him.
你看神当时整个万有还没有被造之前只有神的时候，神觉得不对，这个神是那么丰富的神，怎么可以这个宇宙那么空空洞洞呢？神说不行，所以神说我要创造万有。
Before the world was created, God says, this is not right. I'm so abundant and full. Therefore, he says, I will create the world.
所以神就把话说出去了。
So he spoke the words.
他说要有光。
He says, let there be light.
就有光了，对不对？
And there was light.
他说要空气充满整个水的中间分开来。
And the air will separate the waters.
所以就有空气在我们的当中。
So there's this atmosphere.
神说要长出青草来。
And it says, let there be plants and grass.
青草就出来。
And then they came out.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，神是从他的里面出去的那位神。
So he gave things out of himself.
所以第四节里面讲到我们人的时候，他说生命在他的里头。
And then in him was life.
我们的神把生命释放出去。
And God released life. Out of him.
所以生命就进到我们的里面。
Therefore, life entered into us.
哦，这个生命就成为我们里面的光。
And this life became the light within us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们回到创造的里面。
So when we should go back to the creation.
我们到这个创造跟神的关系。
And we to see the creation, the relationship between creation and God.
他从他的里面出来了这些万有。
So all things came from him.
那么，我们的神不是一位不负责任的神，对不对？
He's not an irresponsible God.
所以当万有造出来的时候呢，
so when all things were created,
他必须用他自己的性情，用他的生命，他来托住万有。
And he has to sustain and uphold the universe.
所以存在这里供应了万有。
So God is providing for all.
从我们有人类开始，从一直到今天，
throughout the history of mankind,
整个人类只有一次。洪水时代神把它毁掉。
There was only one time God destroyed the world with flood.
再也没有混乱过。
And then, there was none like that.
整个宇宙是那么样的有规律的运行。
And then the whole universe is operating and just going in its order.
神用全能的手托住了万有。
With his almighty hand, he's upholding all things.
弟兄姊妹们，神也在这里供应万有，对不对？
God is also providing for all.
所以我们看一下《使徒行传》这个讲义里头没有，我念给大家听好了，好吧？《使徒行传》十七章
，Acts chapter eight, chapter seventeen。
保罗在那里传福音的时候
，Paul was preaching the gospel。
他讲了一段话，24到26节啊。如果是你有圣经，你可以翻到，我们也一起读一下哈。如果你没圣经，听我们念啊。
Chapter seventeen。
24到26。
24-26。
我们中英文一起读来。创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的相界。弟兄姊妹们，保罗在这里传福音的时候，保罗讲这么一句话，他说我们的神创造了宇宙跟其中的万物。
When Paul was preaching the gospel, he says our God created the universe, the world and all things on it.
他是天地的主。
So he's the Lord of heaven and earth.
他不需要人服侍他的。
He's not served by human hands.
不需要人造一个殿来让他住。
He does not live in the temples built by humans.
不需要人用手来服侍他。
He doesn't need to be served by human hands.
好像他缺了什么。
As if he needed something.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的神是那样的一位丰富的神。
Because our God is an abundant God.
他是一直给出去的神。
And he just keeps giving.
万物都从他来的。
And all things came from him.
而且他不缺少什么。
He doesn't need anything.
他反而把生命气息 万物都赐给万人。
But he gave his life and breath and all things to all.
那么下面他讲到我们人，他从一本造出万族的人。
And from one man he made every nation of men.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们这些人是从神造了亚当夏娃以后一路出来的人，对不对？
So we all came from Adam and Eve.
所以我这么多的人在这个地上，我们的神负我们的责任。
And there's so many people on earth, and God is responsible for all of us.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道人跟神的关系正常的时候。
So when the relationship between God and man is normal, right?
神从来不叫人有缺乏的。
God will never cause man to lack anything.
神从来不叫人饥荒的。
God will never cause man to go through famine.
神也不叫人没饭吃，叫人饿肚子的。
He will never cause man to be hungry.
因为神是一位赐予的神。
Because he's a giving God.
他是一位丰富的神。
And he's an abundant God.
他有他的办法可以养活万国万民的人。
He has his ways to feed all the nations.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神从来没有缺乏的。
God never lacks anything.
这是我们的神。
And this is our God.
他是给的神。
He's a giving God.
他是一位丰富的神。
He's abundant God.
他养活万物。
And he feeds all.
啊，我这次来好好来看神是怎么样一位给的神的时候，我发现到诗篇104篇里面有一段话太棒了。
When I was studying to learn what kind of God he is, Psalm 104, I found it so wonderful.
我不要读全部，因为太长了，我挑几节哈，第十节跟十一节。诗篇104篇第十节跟第十一节。
I'll read you verse 10 and 11.
我们找到的话可以一起读哈。耶和华使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间，使野地的走兽有水喝，野驴得解其渴。好，我们读十四跟十五节。他使草生长，给六畜吃，使菜蔬发长，供给人用，使人从地里能得食物，又得酒能悦人心，得油能悦人面，得粮能养人心。二十七节。这都仰望你，按时给他食物。二十八节，你给他们，他们便食起来；你张手，他们饱得美食。二十九，你掩面，他们便惊惶；你收回他们的气，他们就死亡，归于尘土。弟兄姊妹，这叫我们的神，他不仅创造万有。
So this is our God, not only that he created all things.
他供应万有。
He provides all things.
他维护万有。
And he keeps all things.
那我们再讲白一点呢，他执掌万有的生杀大权，对不对？
And he is in control of the life of all things.
我们这些从他出来的，他就负我们完全的责任。
All of us who come from him, he takes fully responsibility.Full responsibility.
他叫草生长。
He let the grass grow.
然后给六畜吃。
To feed the cattle.
然后叫菜蔬发长。
And then to bring out vegetables.
那供给我们人来食用。
To feed men.
叫我们人从地里面得到食物。
And that we can be fed from the ground.
好，那弟兄姊妹，最后他讲一句话，他说这些都仰望你，按时给他食物。
And these all look up to you for food.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们这些人，我们被神造出来以后，神负责养我们。
So after we've been created by God, God is responsible to feed us.
所以我们向他张手，他就使我们饱得美食啊。
So when we look to him, then he will satisfy us with good things.
那如果有一天神掩面的话，那就很可怕了，对不对？
If one day God hides his face, it will be terrible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一段话的里面就讲到，我们的神不仅创造万有，他在这里供给万有。
So God not only creates all things, but he provides for all things.
他能够有足够的供应，能够叫所有的万物都能够生存。
He has enough supplies for all to survive.
所以神在这里告诉我们一件事，弟兄姊妹们，神要我们不要去依靠我们觉得可以依靠的。
So God is sending us a message. Do not hope and trust in the things that we think are trustworthy.
在提前六章十七节那里提到说，不要依靠无定的钱财。
In 1 Timothy, it says, "Do not put your hope in wealth, which is uncertain."
我们只要靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
But put our hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
弟兄姊妹们，我在这里要提的一个点啊。
I want to point out one thing.
神是丰富的。
God is abundant.
神是给的神。
And He's a giving God.
神是供应的神。
And He provides.
神是让我们从他那里得着一切我们所需用的神。
And then He provides everything that we need.
我们要认识这样的一位神。
We ought to know Him.
我们知道我们一切的供应都从他来的。
We all know that all our needs come from Him. The supplies come from Him.
所以我们从他得着。
When we receive from Him,
那我们也知道我们的神是一位怎么样给出去的神。
And then God is also a giving God.
等一下我们就要讲到后半段哈。
Now the second part of the message.
那我们现在先停在这里，就是神要在这里养活我们一切所需用的。
So now, let's all see that He will provide everything we need.
那么这是在旧约的里面我们所看到的，神是这样的来供应我们。
In the Old Testament, we see how God provides us.
那个一个先决条件就是我们人跟神是在一个对的关系里头。
But there's a premises that we have to be in the right condition with God.
那你知道到了主耶稣来的时候呢，耶稣基督做的一件事。
When Jesus came, He did one thing.
就是要让我们跟神中间重新再恢复。
He's to reconcile between God and man.
让我们这些远离神的人，我们靠着他的血，我们可以再回来，再来连于神。
So that we who were far away from God can be brought near through His blood.
所以当主耶稣还没有来，救恩没有完成的时候，虽然神是那么丰富，可是我们好像跟他没有关系。
Before Jesus came, even though God was still abundant God, but it seems that to be so far away from us.
我们好像很难去得到他的供应，得到他的一切丰富。
It's hard for us to receive His abundance.
那么当主耶稣来到地上，他在十字架上做成救恩了以后，你发现到这件事情恢复了。
But after Jesus came and He accomplished the salvation on the cross,
当我们跟神借着耶稣基督的缘故，我们跟神关系恢复的时候，
when we are reconciled with God through Jesus Christ,
你知道我们得到什么吗？
Do you know what we have received?
当我们得救了以后，
after we were saved,
我们重新恢复了我们跟神这个关系，
our relationship with God is reconciled and restored.
我们得到三个大礼物，
we received three big gifts.
这三个大礼物
Three great gifts.
我想我要请大家来看一下罗马书
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
好，我们先回三章十六节，约翰福音三章十六，用背的好了，好不好？约翰福音三章十六节大家都很熟，我们一起来背好不好？
John 3:16.
一起来哈，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这就是我讲到说神的第一个礼物。
So this is God's first gift for us.
把他的独生子赐给我们。
He gave us His one and only Son.
目的是叫我们跟神的关系恢复。
So that our relationship with God can be restored.
那么现在我们要再接下去看一个另外的礼物。
And then let's look at the rest of the gifts.
我们读罗马八章三十二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 32.
我们只读一节就好，请来。神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？好，弟兄姊妹们，在这里你看到他不仅把他的儿子给了我们。
So here we see that he did not spare his own son, but gave him.Gave his own son for us.
下面他怎么说呢？他说：“岂不也把什么万物，还有什么和他？这个他是谁？我们的父神。”亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当我们得救了以后，你知道神给我们有多么大的恩典。
So do we know what a great grace we received? He not only gave us His only begotten Son, He will give us all things and also the Father God Himself.
刚才我们讲到神在整个的万物的里面，神都在那里供应。
Because God was providing for all things.
没有一个万物不从神那里得到供应的。
There's nothing that did not receive providence from God.
那当我们人跟神关系不对的时候，我们不懂我们是从神领受。
When our relationship with God is not right,We don't recognize that we receive everything from God's hands.
这就是为什么我们得救的时候，我们有谢饭祷告，外邦人常常会搞不懂。
That's why the non-believers will not understand why we need to say grace before meals.
弟兄姊妹，当你在谢饭祷告的时候，你是不是真的知道从神来的？
When we say grace before meals, do we really truly know that this meal comes from God?
很多时候都很多人会觉得说，这是我赚钱的，我辛苦劳碌得来的，这是我自己得的。
Many people will think, oh, I earned it. It was because of my labor.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们真得救的时候，我们认识神的时候，我们知道主啊，这一切都是从你来的。
But when we are truly saved and we know God, we know that everything comes from God Himself.
你如果叫天闭塞不下雨的话
，If you stop the rains.
我们有再大的本事，我们也吃不到稻子，吃不到面粉。
Then we were like grains and wheat.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这一切是从神来的。
So all things came from.
当我们得救的时候，我们就知道。
When we are saved, we know.
神把万物赐给我们。
God has given us all things.
把他的儿子给我们。
And he gave us his own son.
最后神说，我把我自己也给你。
And then lastly, God says, I'll give you myself.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们得到是多么多么丰富的礼物啊。
So what a great abundant gifts that God has given us.
神真的把一切都给光了。
God has given everything.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的知道神把他儿子给我们，把他造的万物给我们，给到一个地步，最后神说：“我把我自己也白白给你。”
If we really know that God gave us first His own Son and then everything, and then lastly He says, "Oh, I'll give you freely myself."
真的，你知道我们所得到的丰富。
So this is the abundant grace that we have received.
好，那么下面弟兄姊妹们，我们要来看 then, 我们的神是这样的一位给的神。
So our God is such a giving God.
现在我们要来看到主耶稣基督，他来到地上以后，他来教训我们。
Then Jesus came to this world to teach us.
他说你们要完全，要像你们的天父一样的完全。
And then Jesus says, be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我们请大家来看一处圣经，在这里面没有的，在马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音我们读第五章。
Chapter 5.
马太福音第五章，这是主耶稣在登山宝训里面说的一段话。
Chapter 5, this is Sermon on the Mount.
我们读第48节好不好？
Verse 48.
他说你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Jesus says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我说的，神造了我们以后，神要我们跟神的性情有份。
So after God created us, He wants us to partake His holy nature.
所以主耶稣在这里讲到，我们的天父是那么完全的。
And Jesus says, our heavenly Father is so perfect.
那他怎么完全法呢？
So perfect, how?
他怎么个完全法呢？
How perfect?
他借着他的教训来告诉我们。
Through His teachings, He wants to show us how perfect He is.
所以你知道，在前面的时候，耶稣说，你们听见有话说要什么以眼还眼，以牙还牙，对不对？
So before that, Jesus says, "You have heard an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth."
这是旧约的里面的律法告诉我们。
This is the law from the Old Testament.
但是耶稣基督来了以后，把神的性情带给我们。
But when Jesus came, He gave us the holy nature of God.
下面耶稣讲了一些话是我们很难领会的。
And then Jesus said something that's hard to understand.
弟兄姊妹，你记得那段话怎么说吗？
Do you remember how Jesus said it?
有人打你的左脸。
When someone slap on your left side.
怎么样？打回去。踢他一脚。弟兄姊妹，我们的习惯就是这样嘛，你给我一拳，我给你一脚，对不对？
That's our natural response, right?
但是主的话怎么说呢？
What did Jesus say?
打左脸什么？右脸给他打。
Turn to him your right cheek.
有人抢你的礼衣。
Someone rob your clothes.
那你怎么办？你抢他外衣。
You grab his garment.
主说不，你把你的外衣也给他。
No, the Lord says, give him your garment too.
有人说你跟我走一里路。
Someone forced you to walk 1 mile with him.
那你怎么说？
What do you say?
凭什么我要跟你走？
Why? Why should I?
脚长在我腿上。
These are my feet.
我爱怎么样怎么样，我不高兴去怎么样。
I go wherever I want.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的天然生命。
And this is our natural life.
一个堕落的天然生命是
a fallen natural life.
一切活着以自我为中心的，对不对？
We live for ourselves.
但是你发现到主耶稣在这里的教训是什么？
But what does Jesus teach us?
你要我走一路，我就给你走什么？两里。
You want me to walk 1 mile with you? I walk 2 miles with you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道这叫什么吗？
So what is this?
这叫做神的无限丰富。
And this is God's unlimited abundance.
他是那么样的无限量。
He's without limit.
他说你要的再多，我都能够给得上去。
In other words, I can satisfy no matter how big is your request.
我不会被耀光的。
You can never exhaust me.
我不会给光的。
You can never exhaust me. I can never be exhausted by giving.
这个叫做神的完全。
And this is God's perfect.
这叫我们的神是一位给出去的神。
Because God is a giving God.
所以后面主耶稣就接着告诉我们说，有人跟你求的，你就给他。
So Jesus said, anyone requests, give it to him.
向你借贷的就借给他。
Anyone who wants to borrow, give it to him.
不要推辞。
And then don't deny him.
他说这样你们就可以做你们天父的儿女了。
Then you can be your heavenly father's children.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是主耶稣给我们的教导。
And this is the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
旧约的标准比较低，旧约的标准是说什么呢？要爱你的邻舍，要恨你的仇敌。
But then in the Old Testament, we were taught to love your neighbor but hate your enemy.
但是主耶稣告诉我们什么？在新约里面，你有了神的生命以后，神说你要怎么样？
But in the New Testament, after you receive the life of God, what do you do?
他说你要爱你们的仇敌。
Jesus says, love your enemy.
为了逼迫你们的什么？祷告。
And bless those who persecute you.
好的，这样你们就可以做你们天父的儿子。
Then you can be the son of your heavenly father.
因为我们的父是一位怎么样的父呢？
Because our father is such a father.
他说他叫日头照好人。
Because he sends sunshine to the good.
也照歹人。
And to the bad, to the evil.
他降雨给义人。
And he sends rain to the righteous.
也降雨给什么？
And also sends rain to the wicked.
有的时候我们里面也有一点公义的心哈。
Sometimes we have this just in our heart.
我们看到那些坏人活得很顺，活得很通达的时候，我们心里好不服气，对不对？
And then we fret over when the wicked prosper.
我说天理何在啊？
So where is the just?
神啊，你真的在吗？
God, is there really a God?
这么坏的人，你怎么不管他呢？
Why don't you discipline such evil?
你怎么还让他那么顺利呢？
Why do you still allow him to prosper?
甚至好像你还祝福他呢？
As if you still blessed him.
哎呀，我们都看不过去了，对不对？
We just cannot take this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这叫做我们的天父。
But our heavenly Father.
父是降雨给义人，也给不义的。
He sends rain to the righteous and to the wicked.
造好人也造歹人。
He sends sunshine to the good and the evil.
所以主耶稣说，你们要完全。
Therefore Jesus says, be perfect.
要像你们天父那样的完全。
Because your heavenly Father is perfect.
因为我们的天父是一位给的神。
Because our heavenly Father is a giving God.
是一位给的神。
He's a giving God.
他要我们给。
And he wants us to give.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们人堕落了以后。
After we mankind fell.
我们都一样的哈。
We're all the same.
我们一得救了，我们不是得救，我们堕落了以后，我们就是self-centered.
After we fell, we became self-centered.
我们什么东西出发点都是我。
Everything is for myself.
中国人还好一点。
We Chinese are better.
好是指他的文字上还比较含蓄一点。
We Chinese put it better.
讲到我的时候还不会写得很大，对不对？
We don't capitalize the word I.
但是美国人呢，写我的时候，不管在什么地方，一定都是大写。
But in English, this word I is capitalized.
永远都是最大。
It's always the biggest.
所以我就最大。
So I'm the biggest.
那中国人有一个观念呢，我做皇帝比你强啊。
And then we Chinese always think, when I rule the nation, I do much better job than you do.
中国人就是一盘散沙，因为每一个人都是小皇帝。
So we Chinese can never be united together.
我们都是一个自我中心的人。
Because we're all self-centered.
所以我们都是要。
We always request. We want.
我们都是张口要。
We request. We make.
我们都是伸手要。
And we.Extend our hands to grab.
给我啊
，Give me，
给我安慰啊，给我鼓励啊
，Give me encouragement，
给我信心啊
，Give me faith，
啊，给我尊重啊
，Give me respect，
啊，你要给我一切我所需要的啊
，Give me everything I need。
弟兄姊妹们，我们就是一直要，一直要。
We keep requesting, we keep asking.
但是我们从来不会觉得够了，对不对
？We're never satisfied.
从来不会要到一个地步，觉得好了，不要再给我了，我够了。
There was never a day that we said, "Okay, I have enough."
你会不会觉得薪水老板给的太多了？你说好了，够了。
Do you feel your salary is too high?
有没有人这样的？
That you're making too much money? Please raise your hand.
从来不嫌多的，对不对？
We never think it's too much. We keep asking.
这是我们人。
Wanting, and this is us.
我们堕落以后，我们就是以要为我们的整个的生活中心。
Because our entire life is focusing on getting.
但是弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣来了以后，
but after Jesus came,
他是父，他与父原为一的。
He was one with the Father.
他是那位完全的。
So he was the perfect
one. 他是父的性情。
He's the, he has the nature of the Father.
他父荣耀所发的光辉嘛。
And he's the radiance of the Father's glory.
看见他就看见父。
When you see him, you see the Father.
所以你知道主耶稣来到地上的时候，
so when Jesus came to this world,
主耶稣跟我们正好相反。
And he was exact opposite of us.
我们都是要。
We keep getting.
给我。
We keep asking, give me, give me,
给我
give me
more,
more,
more, 再多一点，再多一点。主耶稣在地上，他从来不要。
But Jesus never asked.
他从来都是给。
He always gave.
圣经里面只要了一次哈。
He only asked once.
他跟那个撒玛利亚妇人要水。
He asked water from the Samaritan woman.
其实主耶稣不是要他的水。
Actually, Jesus was not really.
主耶稣是要他的灵魂。
Needing her water, but her soul.
耶稣要他的爱。
God wants her love.
耶稣得到这个人。
After Jesus laid hold of her.
耶稣在地上，他全部都给。
Because Jesus, when he was on earth, he gave all things.
因为这就是父的本质。
Because this is the nature of the Father.
父就是给的那一位父。
Because the Father was a giving Father.
我要请大家看一下《路加福音》我们的讲义里头有一句话，《路加福音》第六章。
That's look at a verse in Luke chapter 6. It's on the handout.
Yeah, 在我们的讲义上有这句话，我想我们一定要把它背起来，我们请大家一起来读，来六章三十八节，来，你们要给人就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。弟兄姊妹，这句话我请大家一定要把它背住。
I ask all of us to memorize this verse.
我们要不要再读一遍？能背的来试试看，好不好？
Together or try to memorize it.
你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且是连十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们的怀里。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。主耶稣讲这句话是讲饶恕的，本来是讲饶恕的。
Actually, this statement of Jesus refers to forgiveness.
你知道今天我们人最难解决的问题就是我们的自尊心。
The hardest thing to overcome is our self-pride.
我们这个自我受伤的时候，我们是绝对是保护到底的。
When we are wounded,We're very self-defensive.
所以如果别人伤害到我们，我们就很难过得去，对不对？
If others hurt us, it's hard for us to overcome.
我们很不容易，很快就说好了，我原谅你。
It's hard for us to forgive right away.
反而我们很容易说你给我记着。
But we often say, just remember this.
君子报仇三年不晚。
Maybe in 3 years, I'll get back to you.
我们很容易产生一种那种愤怒的情绪。
Because we often react in anger.
所以我们不容易饶恕。
It's hard for us to forgive.
饶恕是我们这个己生命最难做的一件事。
To forgive is something, is the hardest thing for us to do.
所以主耶稣才说你要给。
Therefore Jesus says,
给什么呢？
Give.
就把你受伤的感觉放掉。
Let go of your hurt feelings.
饶恕别人。
Forgive.
接纳别人
，accept others，
原谅别人
，forgive them，
赦免别人
，forgive them，
这个叫做给。
And this is to give。
当你给出去的时候
，when you give，
主说你给人，我就给你。
And Jesus says, then I'll give to you。
而且我是用十足的升斗来给你。
And I'll give you with a good measure。
那不只用升斗，我还要上尖下流，你知道就是这样子下去的哈，满满的。
A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
倒在你的怀里。
It'll be all poured into your lap.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，基督徒的生命的原则。
So this the principle of life for Christians
是要给的。
Is to give.
在你的天然生命的里面。
In our natural life.
你很不容易给出去的。
It's hard for us to give.
主说你要给。
But Jesus says give.
你不要跟主要喜乐。
Do not ask for joy.
喜乐要不到的。
You cannot get joy by asking.
你只能借着给出去。
Only by giving.
你把你自己给出去。
When you give yourself.
主耶稣就把你需要的给你。
And Jesus will give you what you need.
所以当我们照着主的话，我们把我们这个人的生命给出去的时候。
So if we obey God's command and give ourselves.
主说我要来倒在你的怀里。
The Lord says I'll pour into your lap.
所以有一句很有名的话说，基督徒生命的量度不是根据你有多少。 而是根据你能够给多少。
A very good statement that the measurement of the maturity of Christian life is not how much you own, but how much you give.
所以现在弟兄姊妹们，神看我们多丰富，是看我们可以给多少来决定。
And God decides how abundant we are by how much we can give.
不是看到你拥有多少的恩赐。
It's not how much a gift you have.
你得到神多少的祝福。
Or how much grace you have received from God.
神给你多少的恩典。
How much a blessing God has given you.
来衡量你的生命的丰富。
To measure the maturity of your life.
真正量度我们是量度我们的给的度量。
It will be measured by the capacity of our giving.
弟兄姊妹们，这是对我们最最最严肃的一个考验跟挑战。
And this is the most serious test and challenge.
我们能不能给出去
？Can we give?
我们在不能信的时候，我们能不能，就算你要挤牙膏也好，你要挤出信心来。
Even at the moment that we cannot believe, can we still squeeze out faith?
当你不能够喜乐的时候，你还能够在神的面前因信你来赞美神的时候。这个时候就是你真正给出去的时候。
When there's nothing to be joyful, can we by faith still praise and be joyful? And this is the time that we give by faith.
同样的弟兄姊妹们，我们能够有多少给出去，我们能够从我们的里面可以给出去多少，来决定我们这个人是有多少，多么丰富。
However much we can give, that much is our abundance within.
所以你记得主耶稣在马太福音第十章四十二节里面讲到说，无论何人，因为门徒的名。只要把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，主说：“我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。”
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 42, Jesus says, "If anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he's my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward."
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们真的肯因着信心，因着主的缘故，我们肯给出去的时候
，So if we can give by faith,
主说。他不能不得赏赐。
Jesus says he will certainly not lose his reward.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我真的发现到今天我们要走这条的道路。
So when we walk on this way,
我们要在神的面前得到神的丰富。
To receive God's abundance,
我们只能回到神的话上。
We have to go back to God's word.
我们只能照着神的律。
According to God's principle,
照着神祝福的法则。
And then the principle of God's blessing,
我们做一个给出去的人。
That we be a giving person.
所以你记得主耶稣曾经夸奖，在马太福音二十五章夸奖一批的这个绵羊，对不对？
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus praised a group of sheep.
主耶稣说：“我饿了，你们给我吃；我渴了，你们给我喝。”讲了一堆啊，我做客旅，你们留我下来住。
And Jesus said, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And I was a stranger, you invited me in.
主说我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我下在监里，你们来看我。
I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and then you looked after me. I was in prison, you came to visit me.
啊，这些义人就很糊涂。他说：“主啊，我什么时候看到你？”饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，没有衣服给拿衣服给你穿，下监的时候去看望你没有啊
？But these righteous will be confused. They will say, Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you something to drink? When do we see you stranger invited you in and visit you in prison?
所以我们很清楚知道主耶稣的回答。耶稣说：“这些事你坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上。”就是坐在我身上。
And we all know Jesus' answer. He says, "Whatever you did for one of the least, one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me."
所以弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣来赏赐我们的时候
，So when Jesus comes back to reward us,
他是根据我们的给。
It's according to how much we give.
当我们看到有需要的时候，我们在那里给。
When we see a need and we give.
我们觉得我们是给在人的身上。
Maybe we think we give it to men.
我们也许觉得做这件事情好像并没有很大的价值。
Maybe we don't think very high of the things we do.
也不一定会得到别人很大的称许。
Maybe we'll not be recognized by people.
也可能根本没有人看到。
Maybe we'll not be seen by people.
而你觉得你做的一件事很小的一件事。
Maybe you think this is something small.
没有什么值得大肆去宣扬的事。
It's not even worth mentioning.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
到了那一天主耶稣来的时候
On that day when Jesus comes back,
耶稣要说你坐在我的身上
Jesus will say, you have done all these to me.
因为你照着我的性情你做了一个给的人
Because according to my nature, you are a giving person.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要灵里面丰富嘛。
So dear brothers and sisters, do we want to be spiritually abundant and rich?
我们希望将来在主那里能够得到主的丰富的称许跟赏赐嘛。
Do we want to receive praises from the Lord?
这是个秘诀。
And this is the secret.
看到有需要。
When you see a need,
给出去。
Give it.
给出去。
Give.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神的话说，你给的越多。
The Lord says, the more you give,
神就充满的越多。
The more God will fill you.
所以如果我们要很丰富的话，
So if we want to be rich,
最好的方法，
The best way,
给，
is to give.
给，
give.
给，
give.
所以你来读一下主耶稣最后有个吩咐，马太福音十章七节跟八节，我们一起读好不好？
Lastly, let's read Matthew chapter 10 verse 7 and 8.
来，谁走谁传说天国近了，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。你看主耶稣讲一句话，你白白的得来，
Jesus says freely you have received，
你要白白的什么？舍出去。那你说我舍什么呢？
Then you say, what do I give?
怎么舍呢？
How do I give?
我有什么东西可以舍呢？
What do I have to give?
主说你去。
The Lord says, go.
你去传说。
Go and preach this message.
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
你要去传天国近了。
Go and preach that the kingdom of heaven is near.
为什么要传天国近了呢？
Why do we have to preach this message?
因为天国给了你了。
Because the kingdom of heaven has been given to you.
因为你得到了天国嘛。
Because you have received the kingdom of heaven.
你有没有得到天国？
Have you received the kingdom of heaven?
有的请举手。
Raise your hand if you have.
哦，还有好多人还没有啊，求主怜悯。好，放下。那我们要重新传福音了哈，弟兄姊妹。我们还没有得到天国，我们就不能去传天国。
If you have not received the kingdom of heaven, then we cannot preach the message of kingdom of heaven.
主说你白白的得来。
The Lord says freely you have received.
你要白白的舍出去。
Freely give.
你得到天国了。
You have received the kingdom of heaven.
你要去传天国。
Then you have to preach this message.
那传天国不是光嘴巴传呢、
啊。You don't just preach with your mouth.
天国是实实在在的。
Kingdom of heaven is real.
耶稣基督落在这里。
Because if Jesus Christ is here,
神的国度就在这里。
Then kingdom of heaven is here.
天国落在这里。
If kingdom of heaven is here,
仇敌就不能在这里。
And then the devil cannot be here.
仇敌怎么在这里呢？
How can the devil be here?
仇敌用疾病来辖制人。
The devil, controls people with disease.
仇敌叫人落到死亡的里面。
And then he caused people to die.
仇敌叫人长出大麻风的病。
And then he caused people to have leprosy.
仇敌要人被邪灵辖制。
And caused people to be possessed by demons.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣说你得来了。
The Lord says you have received it.
你要给出去。
Freely give out.
你要给出去。
Give.
你得到了天国。
You have received the kingdom of heaven.
你要把天国给出去。
And then give out the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，我若奉着神的名，靠着圣灵赶鬼。
Jesus says, if in Jesus' name and by the Holy Spirit we cast out demons.
就是证明神的国在我们中间。
And this proves that the kingdom of heaven is in the midst of us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天神的国在我们中间。
Today the kingdom of heaven is among us.
神就不许可仇敌有地位。
And God does not allow the enemy to have any ground.
耶稣基督不仅赦免我们的罪。
Not only that Jesus Christ forgive all our sins.
耶稣基督要来释放我们。
But he will set us free.
要断开我们身上的锁链。
He will break all the chains.
要除掉仇敌在我们身上所有的作为。
He remove all the works of the enemy in our life.
不管是疾病。
Whether it's disease.
不管是大麻风。
Whether it's leprosy.
大麻风是讲到被罪玷污哈。
It's a contamination of sin.
如果你身上有一个大麻风的病，
If you have this leprosy on you,
不一定是肉身的病。
It might not be your skin disease.
贪心。
It may be your greed.
自私。
Your selfishness.
嫉妒。
Your jealousy.
暴怒。
Or your anger.
或者有一些情欲的灵。
Or some corrupted desire, fleshly desire.
地上各式各样东西来辖制住我们。
Or anything that can control us.
那个都叫大麻风。
And that can all be called leprosy.
主耶稣说要把这些通通赶出去。
And the Lord says cast them all out.
因为他的国在这里。
Because his kingdom is here.
弟兄姊妹们，主要我们去传他的国。
The Lord wants us to preach this message of his
kingdom. 要我们把他的国带到万民当中去。
And he wants to bring his kingdom to all nations.
所以马太二十八章说，你们要去叫万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
弟兄姊妹们，我们做基督徒做久了。
After we became Christian for a long time.
我们真的变成做基督徒了。
And we are just a sitting down Christian.
每个礼拜天就坐在那里就动不了了。
And then when we come here on Sunday, we sit down, we cannot get up anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，不是这样的
啊。It shouldn't be like this.
我们不能再这样子啊。
We cannot continue.
我们要起来的。
We have to rise up.
我们要祷告主啊。
We have to pray to the Lord.
主耶稣已经把恩典给我们，把救恩给我们。
The Lord has given us grace and salvation.
他要把生命的权柄给我们。
He has given us the authority of life.
天上地上所有的权柄都给了主。
All the authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to the Lord.
主说我把这个权柄也给你们。
And the Lord says, I have given you the same authority.
所以你们要去。
So go.
要去。
Go.
叫万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
我们还记得今年年初主给我们的特会里面的最重的负担。
Do you remember still, the burden that the Lord gave us at the beginning of the year?
还记得吗？
Do you remember? What is it?
啊？
What is it?
忘记了。走出去，对不对？
To go out.
我们要走出去。
We have to go out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们要求圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
今天主的灵正在地上运行。
The Spirit of the Lord is walking on earth.
遍地都满了主的荣耀。
And then the whole earth is filled with the Lord's glory.
主要来得到我们。
And the Lord wants to lay hold of us.
我们这些在座的都是主要差遣的人。
Well, all the ones that He wants to send out.
主要把我们打发出去。
God wants to send us out.
去做他的见证
to be his witnesses,
去传他的国度
to preach his kingdom,
主把权柄给我们
the Lord has given us authority,
一并
to heal the sick,
赶鬼
to cast out demons,
叫死人复活
and to raise the dead.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我知道很多的时候我们听这些我们都说这是使徒们的事
when we hear this, a lot of us may think, oh, these are the apostles' jobs.
有没有人会把自己跟这个连在起来连起来的
Would you relate yourself to raising the dead?
我自己以前我也不敢连啊。
Before, I dare not to either.
那你说于弟兄你现在连了吗?
Then you might ask, so do you now?
我现在正在努力去连啊。
I'm working hard on it.
文涛笑得很开心了。我想努力去连表示我已经在做了。
In other words, I'm trying now.
弟兄姊妹们我们要用个活的信心。
We have to have this living faith.
我们要相信我们的神是真的。
We have to believe that our God is real.
你要知道神真的，第一个你的信心要活。
If God is real, our faith has to be living.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹们凭着信心祷告。
So I encourage brothers and sisters to pray with faith.
先在自己身上做实验。
And then you can experiment on yourself first.
你身上哪边有软弱？
If you have any weaknesses on your body.
哪里有一些疾病缠累你？
Any sickness that hurt you.
自己祷告
Pray yourself.
按手祷告
Lay hand on yourself.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name of Jesus.
斥责你身上的疾病
Cast out the sickness.
奉耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus.
叫这个病离开你的身子
And then cause,
你有没有这个权柄
Cause the sickness to depart from you.
有没有
Do you have this authority?
有没有
Do you have this authority?
看这个样子好像不像是很丰富有没有
有
弟兄姊妹们我们有这个权柄我们就可以用
We have this authority and we ought to use it.
我现在就开始在用。
I'm exercising it now.
我慢慢在学啊。
And I'm learning.
主很真啊。
The Lord is real.
主真的听祷告。
The Lord listens to our prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我今天还留一点时间，我们今年年初我们说要走出去。
And at this beginning of this year, we have this message to go out.
所以我们已经开始在准备走了。
And so we are in the process.
我们在努力在准备走啊。
And we're preparing.
我们八月份就要走出去了。
In August, we will go out.
我们有一个小小的短宣队。
We have this short-term mission team.
我们八月九号到十四号，我们在台湾的高雄。
And August 9th through 14th, we will be in 高雄 in Taiwan.
在一个小学的里面。
In this elementary school.
他们给我们七个班级。
They give us seven classes.
每个班平均大概二十个学生左右。
Every class has about 20 kids.
六天的时间交给我们。
They give us six days.
我们就把圣经的教材编成英文的教材来教他们。
So we have organized this teaching material out of the Bible.
最后把他们带到教会去。
And then the last day we will take them to church.
我们要传福音给他们，呼召。
We will preach gospel to them.
不仅他们，还有他们的家长。
Not only them, but their parents too.
周间我们也会 到各个地方去发单张去传福音。
During the weeknights, we'll go out to pass out gospel tracts.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是在学习顺服主的话说出去。
We're learning to obey the Lord's commands to go.
那我们这不是自己去的，我们是代表教会去的。
We're not going on our own. We're representing our own church.
我们需要弟兄姊妹们，你们做我们的后盾。
So we need you to be our back support.
在背后为我们祷告。
That you pray for us.
我们一同来顺服主的命令。
That together we obey God's command.
你知道台湾有一个特别的特点。
You know there's something special about Taiwan.
那个偶像的权势特别强。
The power of idols is very great.
每一家都拜拜。
Every single family worship idols.
每一家都有偶像。
Every single family has idol shrine.
所以每一个孩子的背后都有仇敌的权势。
So every single child has this power of darkness behind them.
所以我们一直都在祷告，奉主的名砍断他们背后的锁链。
So we have been praying that in the name of Jesus, cast out all the power.
我们要奉耶稣基督的名，要叫他们得到释放，得到自由。
That in the name of Jesus, they will be set free.
所以我们要祷告，要让主耶稣让这些孩子们来到我们中间，他们都要得自由，他们都要遇见主。
So it's our prayer that all these children that come to us will be set free. They will meet Jesus.
然后我们去的都是一些年轻孩子们。
And then all our members are young people.
除了少数几个连长带队以外。
Except the leaders.
都是一些年轻孩子们。
They're all young people.
啊，也不能都说孩子了，有的二十几岁了哈。
Well, they're not really children. They're in their 20s.
但是平均起来，我们是年纪最轻的一个团队。
But on the average, our team is the youngest team.
所以没有什么特别的经验。
So we don't have much experience.
也没有什么恩赐。
And nor gifts.
也没有什么本事。
Or capabilities.
我们就是有一个愿意信相信主的话。
But we have this willing heart to believe in God's word.
我们愿意走出去。
We're willing to walk, to go out.
我们相信主要跟我们同去。
And I believe the Lord will go with us.
所以我们需要弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
We need you to pray for us.
等一下我要请大家一同开口为我们这几个祷告。
And I will ask all of you to pray together.
那我们不仅需要你们的祷告支持。
Not only that, we need your prayer support.
那他们都是自费去的哈。
Because they all go on their own expense.
那教会也交通了，教会愿意分担他们每一个人三分之一的路费。
And our church has agreed to support one third of their travel expense.
那三分之一他们自己去募款，到别的教会去募。
And then they will try to raise funds from other friends.
那三分之一他们自己。
The rest one third.
三分之一他们自己承担。
And then they will pay for.The last one third.
啊，我是领队的，我答应帮他们去做一次集体的募款。
And since I'm the leader, I have agreed to raise funds for them.
就是把这个负担传递给大家。
That I will pass out this burden to.
所以如果你们被圣灵感动。
So if you're moved by the Holy Spirit.
你们也愿意用你们的实际的力量来支持他们。
And you're willing to support them financially.
那你们支票上可以注明要为了短宣。
Then you can mark your check for short-term mission.
我想重点不在乎你们有多少力量来支持。
What matters is not how much you can support financially.
我们比较希望知道的是弟兄姊妹们关心这件事。
But what we really need is your care for this.
我们也需要弟兄姊妹们为他们祷告。
And we need you to pray for them.
我要请参加短宣队在座的，请你们站起来，好不好
？I would ask members of the short-term mission team.Stand up.
请你们通通都站起来，在场的有些人他们出差到外地去了，我知道。
Some of them are out of town this weekend.
我们总共是连我在内有14位，有一位已经先去了。
We have together 14, and one of them has gone back to Taiwan already.
还有几位年轻的朋友不在，好，我请大家用最真诚的灵里面的扶持的掌声来鼓励他们，好不好
？Support them.
好，请坐。那我现在我请大家，我们能不能我们一起用我们的信心，用我们的迫切，用我们的祷告，我们一同来扶持这一次的征战。那特别为着台湾上空那个属灵的空气来祷告，为着他们每一个的家庭仇敌的那个瑕疵的力量来祷告，求主断开他们的锁链，释放这些孩子们，也释放他们的家长。我们请大家一起为这件事，我们能不能起立来祷告，好不好？我们大家站在位置上，我们同声开口为这件事来祷告，我们求主掌权在我们的中间。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主耶稣啊，我们要谢谢你，主啊，你的教会在地上就是要成为你的代表，就是要来替你执掌诸天的权柄，主啊，教会在地上就是要奉着你的命，遵守你的吩咐，主啊，你要我们今年我们可以走出去，主啊，所以我们今年就照着你的话，我们愿意出去，主啊，当我们出去的时候，你也知道我们所缺乏的，主啊，你知道在我们的里面还有多少是我们不够的，主啊，因此我们需要弟兄姊妹们的祷告，我们需要圣灵替我们祷告，圣灵啊。在这个时候我们就特别的为着这件事来祷告，主啊，我们知道这不是一个突然的事，这不是一个偶然的事，这也不是一个随便的事，主啊，我们乃是要在这里来成 救你手中的旨意。主啊，我们要把福音带到那些偶像之都之乡，带到那些偶像的国度的里面。主啊，我们要让你的名为我们哦，主啊，被高举在那个地方。主啊，我们要来传扬你的名。主啊，我们要来诉说你的救恩。主啊，我们要在这里高举耶稣十字架的拯救。主啊，我们求你伸出你的手来。哈利路亚，主耶稣，你亲自在这里为我们来征战，你亲自为我们来开福音的门。主啊，你亲自为我们在这里砍断一切仇敌的座位。哦，主耶稣，把我们要哦，主啊，要面对的这些孩子们，我们都带到你的面前，我们骄傲在你的恩手中。主耶稣啊，我们去不是突然的。哦，你带着我们去，哈利路亚，你带着你的荣耀去，你带着你的得胜去。主啊，你带着你的生命和你的救恩去。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主。哦，耶稣啊，我们要谢谢你，我们要谢谢你。哈利路亚，我们真的知道，主啊，你要率领我们在这里成为一个征战的军队，让我们能够为你来打那美好的胜仗。主啊，我们要谢谢你，我们要赞美你。哦，我们要把所有的荣耀、敬拜、爱戴都来归给你。耶稣啊，你听我们的祷告，我们敬拜你，我们真的是敬拜你，我们愿你在这里做，哦，做成你自己荣耀的事。谢谢主，谢谢主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。主啊，真的在这里教会同心合一的祷告，你都已经听到了。主啊，你在你荣耀的宝座上，你正在看着这件的事。主啊，虽然今天教会在这里，主啊，所差遣的这个小小的短宣队都是一些那么年幼那么年轻，好像也没有很多的特别的恩典恩赐的一般孩子们，但是我们还说，主啊，我们是奉着你的命，我们是遵守你的吩咐出去的。哈利路亚，我们不看我们自己算什么，我们相信的是你的应许，我们相信的是你的吩咐，你要我们去，我们就照着你的话去。哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们知道你要在前面替我们来开路。在这个时候，我们特别为着鸟松乡，为了这个人美村来祷告。主啊，我们为着这些孩子们的家庭来祷告。当教会在这里祷告的时候，主啊，你现在就做工在他们的身上，做工在他们的每一个家庭的里面。主啊，你断开他们身上的锁链。主啊，你砍断砍断所有一切偶像，偶像在他们家中的权势。哈利路亚，赞美主。哦，主耶稣，你的灵在哪里，哪里就得到自由。神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就都自由了。哦，哈利路亚，谢谢主耶稣。主啊，我们恭敬的把这些孩子们跟他们的家庭交在你的手里，我们所接触的每一个人都交在你的手里。主啊，你让我们带着福音的种子去，把你的生命撒在这些好土的里面，让他们能够结实。主啊，哦，30倍、60倍、100倍的，让他们都能够归到你的仓库的里面。主啊，我们要谢谢你，我们相信我们在这里所有的祷告你都听见了。哦，教会在这里奉着你的名来祷告。主啊，我们在地上所释放的，在天上就要来释放。谢谢主，相信你已经做了，你就是要把得胜赏给你的教会，把该有的礼物来归给你的教会。谢谢主，把得救的人加在你的教会里。听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。阿们。哈利路亚。Amen. 好，我们请坐，我们要来唱一首诗歌哈。
Please be seated. Let's sing a hymn.
我们唱297首。
297.
这首歌我们就接着做我们的波比诗歌哈。主把一切都给了我们，主今天也在问我们，他为我们舍了一切，我们又为他舍了什么？但愿这首诗歌能够成为我们纪念主，也是我们更新奉献的时候。我们一起唱这首诗歌。